The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Tuesday, December 3rd. What to know today about the NATO summit, the first major gun rights case in front of the Supreme Court in a decade, and what a new large-scale study found about how to ward off depression, plus a new tool for doctors, a new 5G network, and how researchers are saving coral reefs. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. An unexpected announcement from President Trump that he's expanding his global trade war and targeting three countries. The Washington Post reports he announced tariffs, which are basically an extra tax, on steel and aluminum coming into the U.S. from Brazil and Argentina, South America's biggest economies, and two places that are already dealing with economic troubles. President Trump says Brazil and Argentina are purposely devaluing their currencies, which has made it cheaper for other countries to buy crops from them instead of the U.S., ultimately hurting American farmers. Remember, the trade war with China has already been tough on U.S. farmers and has contributed to this situation as well. Trump might also take aim at France, targeting some of its popular products coming into the U.S. like sparkling wine, cheese, handbags, and other goods. Trump says it's unfair that France is placing a new 3% digital services tax on America's big tech companies like Google, Amazon, Facebook, and Apple. So to level the playing field, he may use new tariffs as high as 100% on some goods coming from France. Though keep in mind, tariffs can also cause more uncertainty for U.S. businesses, which can lead them to invest less. It's not clear when these tariffs would actually be put in place, but France should have some time to negotiate. Either way, on Wall Street, stocks took a dive yesterday after the news. President Trump is in London today and tomorrow to meet with world leaders at the NATO summit. In fact, this year is significant because it's the 70th anniversary of the military alliance. Remember, NATO stands for the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. It's an agreement between 29 Western countries who are allies. But there's been a lot of tension lately. For one, the AP reports, President Trump has considered pulling out of the decades-old alliance because he said the U.S. contributes more military money than other countries, while some other NATO leaders think the U.S. does not coordinate with them enough. In fact, French President Emmanuel Macron made a controversial statement last month saying NATO is experiencing brain death. He said it's meant as a wake-up call that the U.S. is less than committed. But other leaders say comments like that just make tensions worse. Time reports organizers are hoping everyone gets along this week, and some officials even plan to talk about how to save the alliance in the coming years. And while President Trump is meeting with world leaders, lawmakers back in the U.S. will be focusing on impeachment, specifically with a hearing tomorrow. President Trump is not happy with the timing of this, criticizing House Democrats for holding the hearing while he's out of the country. And today, top Democrats are expected to release their impeachment report to the public. But Republicans are already defending President Trump. They released their official impeachment report yesterday, meant to counter Democrats' argument. In it, The Hill reports Republicans argue that while President Trump asked Ukraine for certain investigations, there's no proof that it was meant to benefit himself and get ahead in the 2020 election. Instead, they say it was a valid request based on concerns about corruption. As you know, Democrats disagree. Stay tuned. The Supreme Court is hearing its first major gun rights case in more than a decade. Justices heard arguments yesterday. NBC News reports the case is about a New York City restriction that basically limited where people could take their handguns. Well, that law is no longer a law. After the case made it to the Supreme Court, New York repealed it. So the city's argument is there's nothing left to fight over, and the case should be dismissed. It sounds like at least some of the justices might agree with that. But if they do end up making a ruling, it could affect hundreds of gun laws in other cities and states. So a lot of people on both sides of this issue are watching closely. If it does move forward, the court is expected to issue a decision by late June. It's not over yet. More heavy snow and travel troubles are hitting parts of the Northeast, with as much as 2 feet of snow expected by this morning in some areas. Yes, it's all part of that same winter storm that started Thanksgiving week and kept on going. The AP reports it's impacting several states from Pennsylvania to Maine, with especially messy morning commutes expected in busy cities like Philadelphia, Boston, and New York City. These are areas that are used to snow and winter storms, but this is a lot. Already, New York State Police responded to more than 700 storm-related crashes, and a state of emergency was declared in seven counties. The state is even getting the National Guard to help out with the snow cleanup. The good news, though, most of the snow will be over with by tonight. Researchers may have found a way to save dying coral reef with sound. It's a technique known as acoustic enrichment. Scientists put underwater speakers near sick coral and played the sounds healthy coral would make, which includes noises made by fish, shrimp, and other animals that live in the reef. The noises then lure in fish to help restore the sick coral. TechCrunch says researchers tested this in Australia's Great Barrier Reef for 6 weeks and found up to twice as many fish ended up going to the reefs where the sounds were played. So the results are really promising. Researchers say it still can't reverse the damage that has already been done, but it can make a big difference and help save some of the ocean's coral reefs. All right, we have much more news still ahead, but first let's take a quick break to thank today's sponsor, Noom. If you're ready to build healthier habits, but you want more support and accountability, then check out Noom. Noom believes getting in shape is not just about losing weight. It's also about feeling better and having the stamina to keep up with your busy life. And Noom offers a lot of different tools so you can use what's best for you, from a goal specialist that will message directly with you to one of the biggest and most accurate food databases available so you can track your meals. There are also things like personalized courses, since Noom is based in psychology, to help teach why we do the things we do. And Noom is convenient. They only expect you to spend about 10 minutes on the app a day to help you see results. They know even small steps can lead to big progress. So if you want to try it out, sign up for your trial at Noom.com/newsworthy. That's Noom, Noom.com, Noom.com/newsworthy to sign up for the free trial. Noom.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. A new large-scale study found just 3 hours of exercise a week may help lower your risk of depression, even if your genetics make you more vulnerable to it. The New York Times reports depression is one of the world's most common mental disorders and affects hundreds of millions of people. And while one factor is your DNA, the study found physical activity can help neutralize that extra risk. And any type of physical activity can help, though the benefits are greater for people who exercise more often. Amazon is taking another big step in the healthcare space, and this time it created a new tool meant to help doctors spend more time with patients and less time taking notes on the computer. It's called Amazon Transcribe Medical. CNBC reports the tool transcribes a conversation between the doctor and patient and plugs all the information into their medical records in real time. Plus, the software can be used with another Amazon tool that can understand the notes and identify relevant information like symptoms and treatments. Amazon is not the only one working on something like this, but as always, privacy concerns may pop up as it rolls out. It's official. T-Mobile's 5G network is live. The next generation wireless network will reach 200 million people in the U.S., but you can't actually start using it until later this week. TechCrunch says the first two phones that support the 5G network don't go on sale until Friday. By the way, if you do get a phone, don't expect any lightning-fast speeds just yet. Unlike some other companies who have rolled out the super-fast version to only certain neighborhoods or even streets, T-Mobile is rolling out a somewhat slower version that can reach more people and work well indoors. Still, T-Mobile says those with eligible phones can expect download speeds to be about 20% faster. And eventually, the 5G networks will get faster as carriers upgrade their networks. Have you heard of Lil Bub? The Verge says Bub was one of the most internet-famous cats to ever live and was one of the first viral pets along with Grumpy Cat. But unfortunately, she passed away this weekend from a bone infection. The cat was 8 years old. Lil Bub had genetic mutations that made her look like a kitten forever. Plus, she didn't have any teeth, which caused her tongue to hang out of her mouth in an adorable way. Lil Bub was the star of a documentary about internet cat fame, and her owner ended up selling merchandise like t-shirts and calendars. He said most of the money he made went to animal rescues, and he credits the beloved cat for helping raise more than $700,000 for animals with special needs just like her. Today is known as Giving Tuesday, a day to give back. Giving Tuesday started in 2012 as a day to encourage people to do good and celebrate generosity, especially after some of the busiest shopping days of the year when we do a lot of spending on ourselves and our own families. Giving Tuesday can be about anything from helping a stranger out to donating to charity. The website for Giving Tuesday says the day last year brought in $400 million in donations. If you want to participate this year but aren't sure where to start, that same website, givingtuesday.org, has lots of ideas about what you can do and where you can give. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And in honor of Giving Tuesday, I will be donating 20% of all new signups to the Newsworthy Insider membership between now and Friday. So that's $1 for every new monthly member that signs up this week and $11 for every new annual member. Just sign up at thenewsworthy.com/insider between now and this Friday. The donated money will go to the Red Cross, which responds to many of the natural disasters we talk about here on the show. And remember, you can always read more about any of the news stories we talked about. Just find the links and sources in your podcast app or over on thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.